right, here we go. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Thursday, May 13th. The NFL schedule was released yesterday. We went over it this morning before I woke up. And speaking of sports, the richest athletes list came out. We got depressed going over that before talking that new HBO show that everybody in Delco is madly in love with, The Mayor of Easttown. There's a shortage at Chick-fil-A, which is causing Steve massive consternation. Money for Nothing was in Song Stories today, and we hit the phones to hear what singer you would choose if you had to have someone sing every single song on earth for the rest of your life. And a comedian that we haven't heard from in quite some time joined us at the end of the show. Maybe you want to duck out if you're offended easily. Nick DiPaolo back on the show. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So the NFL schedule has come out. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? I really found amazing that the Jaguars have already been eliminated from the playoffs.
Is that right? Wow.
I feel bad for them.
That's it. All right. I think the Jets, too, to tell you the truth.
We got them. Looking forward to that game. Yeah. Might be our only dub.
Yeah. Well, come on. There's got to be somebody
there'll
else.
Be
gonna...
Yeah, let me feel that. Yeah, maybe five or six.
We got to be able to get at least four like last year. All right. You know, so.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe.
I read something yesterday that the Eagles' schedule is fairly easy in terms of the opponent's records from 2020.
We're playing all the teams that sucked as much as we did last year?
For the most part, minus the Chiefs and the Saints.
And Tampa Bay.
And Tampa, yeah. With Tampa, yeah. So they have the NFC South, I guess, and the AFC West is in the 2021 season for the Eagles.
No Chiefs, no Patriots.
What?
Right? No Chiefs,
no Patriots. The Chiefs are in.
What's that?
The Chiefs are in, yeah.
Against us in the schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Here in Philly.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I didn't see the logo.
And he's coming home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
We talked about Dave hadn't had his coffee yet.
Like, no, is that
exactly. I mean, I literally said, Dave, look, Andy's coming back week four. And Dave said,
but in my
oh,
head,
yeah.
In my head, like, when I don't have coffee, he's still the Eagles coach. That's how it works.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Forbes put out their list of the top 10 paid athletes in the world for the past year.
Okay.
All right. Who do you think is number one? And he's number one kind of like not necessarily for a sport, but go ahead.
Messi. What the hell's his first name? Lionel?
Lionel Messi.
That's a good
number
idea.
Number two.
Soccer player. Number he's probably two. Like a boxer
although,
or something.
Although for making money off of his sport, he really should be number one. Number one is Conor McGregor.
Ah! I called it.
But the reason why he's number one is because he sold that liquor company that he had.
Oh, the right, okay.
All right,
is it vodka, tequila? Irish whiskey?
Probably Irish whiskey. All right, so he made a lot of money off of that. $180 million he made last year. Messi was $130 million. Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Okay, $120 million. Number four, Dak Prescott.
Ugh, God, that sickens me.
That's just the new contract.
Right. Yeah, $107 million. And then number five, LeBron. It's hard to believe that LeBron is behind Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
And this list is off of their sport?
Yeah, this is the money they made.
In total, though, right?
Yeah, right.
It's not like endorsement stuff.
Right. It's like Conor McGregor of the $180 million, only $22 million. Came from his sport.
Oh, okay, so not his. Wow.
Yeah. He made a lot of money selling that liquor.
What did Dak do?
He's got some endorsements.
His on-field money was $97 million, and the rest was endorsements. So,
wow. Well, is there any Philly athlete in the mix?
No.
Bryce?
No.
No one?
No.
Joel?
We don't even have somebody on the list who visited Philly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
So last night, I needed to catch up on Mayor of Easttown. And I'm watching the show, and soon after I fall asleep, and I spend the entire night in Easttown. My entire dream is I'm in Easttown and I'm going through all the stuff that's going on in that TV show. I know neither one of you are watching it.
No, yet, right? Explain
the stuff. Aside from Wawa.
Well, here's the thing that I don't get. There are so many people who think that this is all taking place in Delco. Right now, in the very first episode, they make it real clear that they're kind of outside of Allentown.
Okay,
right? But all of the references are Philadelphia references.
Okay,
right? You know, so you know, I don't. Someone on the writing staff is obviously from the area, right? Because you know, they talk about Radnor High School.
Wawa, Pica's Pizza.
But they do say Wawa. They bring up a bunch of things, a couple of different colleges, stuff
Kate
like
Winslet
that.
Kate Winslet starts arguing over Sheets versus Wawa.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, exactly. All right, you know. But I'm just like, I don't know why so many people are, you know, I'm probably just not Delco enough to understand why these people think it's Delco.
Sure.
Right, right. But I don't see it as Delco.
A lot of hometown pride. They'll grab on anything.
All right, yeah. But you know, what's wild is it's like, I don't know where. Can you drive 5 or 10 minutes outside of Delco and be in the woods?
Ask Steve.
Why?
Steve's from Delco.
No, I'm not. Probably. I mean, same thing in the Northeast.
Yeah, but no, you're going in a park. You're not going in the woods.
Sure, but listen, if you're from the Northeast, the park's the woods, John. Jeez, you might call it the woods. Shut up.
Right. Dave lives in the woods.
That's true.
You grew up near a park.
Penny Pack Woods. Come on. Drinking by the creek. Walking down the train tracks, drinking there too.
I'm sorry. I just don't see the Delco in this show.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Although I will admit, a lot of the people in the show, very Delco.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
By the way, with all the talk that's going on right now about gas shortage, are you hoarding gas yet?
No.
Maybe you could swap some of all that toilet paper that you got, right? And maybe get some gasoline
with
it.
That's a good point. It's currency now.
Right. But there is a shortage going on that is really going to shock people. Chick-fil-A is running out of sauce.
No!
Yes.
Which sauce?
The sauce.
All sauces. All right. They're enacting a strict one dipping sauce per order.
I'm out. Can't do it. Multiple Chick-fil-A sauces if you get Chick-fil-A.
So there are big problems in this world, but obviously Chick-fil-A sauce is very important. I've got a question for everyone this morning. Here in the studio, people listening, number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If there could only be one singer for every song that has ever been written and every song that will be written, right, who would that singer be? For you, for each person, ooh, who would that singer be? Now, I'll tell you this much right now. For those of you who are already saying this in your head, we're ruling out Freddie Mercury. All right? We're ruling out Freddie Mercury only because that would end it. All right? Because every phone call would be Freddie Mercury. So not Freddie Mercury. All right? Every song that ever was, every song that there will be, only one singer. Who would that singer be, Dave?
Oh, God. I got to go with somebody versatile. If it's every song, you need a guy that can handle multiple genres. So I think I'll go with a guy who I always felt whose singing was overshadowed by his songwriting, and that would be Paul McCartney.
Oh, good one.
He has like five different voices that he sings in for the Beatles alone. Like you compare like Yesterday to Back in the USSR to Helter Skelter.
Right.
He can do punk. He can do rock. He can do the ballads.
Right.
He does it all.
Wow.
Give me Paul.
Very good.
Give me Macca.
Okay, all right. Steve?
God, now I'm bouncing back and forth. I think I'm going to go with Steven Tyler.
Okay.
I think.
Uh-huh.
For no reason other than I think.
Just for the ad-libs?
Right. I think he's, Freddie would have been my thing. But naturally, we knocked that off.
Right.
I just think Steven Tyler is an incredible singer.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do a whole lot of different stuff.
Right. Cindy?
I would say Billy Joel. Because he doesn't get annoying to me.
Okay, right.
That's my criteria.
You're in a small group.
Oh, well,
for
sorry.
Some reason, I don't understand why people are annoyed by Billy Joel. There are a lot of people who are annoyed by Billy Joel. I don't know why, all right?
No, I love him.
So,
what about you?
I think it's a tough call for me because maybe Rod Stewart, Or Elton John.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, and probably Elton John, because Elton John can rock and he can do a ballad. Rod having all that. Rah, rah, rah,
yeah. Elton's right? more versatile.
Yeah.
Than
yeah Elton's a little
Elton's
more versatile.
Elton's a good one. I didn't even think about Elton. That's right. A good one.
All right. So we'll open it up, everybody. 215-263-WMGK. And remember, we're ruling out Freddie Mercury. All songs that ever were or ever will be, only one person is the singer. Who do you believe that person should be?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent brain is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So it's Mark Knopfler's birthday. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. And if we're going to talk Mark Knopfler, we got to get to his signature song, which has got to be Money for Nothing. I mean, a lot of great music came out of this man and came out of this band. But Money for Nothing, it's kind of interesting the way this song basically fell into his lap. Here's Mark.
Sometimes some songs have like a situation. You walk into a situation and you see it. Money for Nothing. I was out with my wife and we were buying some kitchen stuff in New York, and it had all these microwave ovens and cookers and kitchen display unit in the front window. And it had a wall of TV sets at the back of the store. It was a big appliance store. They were all tuned to MTV, and the protagonist in Money for Nothing, he was there, and he was just talking about all these videos that were on. I just started spying on him. And bang, there's the situation.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
We're proposing the question, what if there could be, for every song there ever was, for every song there will ever be, right, only one person was the singer. And we're ruling out Freddie Mercury because everybody would say Freddie Mercury, all right? So we're ruling that out. You went with, you're going with Steven Tyler?
Correct.
All right. You're Paul McCartney?
Yep, so versatile.
All right, all right. I was going Rod Stewart, but I think, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Billy Joel or, Elton John. I'm going to stick with Elton
John. Yeah, I like that pick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Elton John. But well, got a lot more rock in Elton than in Billy. All right, so the number here, 215-263-WMGK. Let's see what people have to say in regards to The Voice for Life. Let's start out here with Matt. Well, let's try to start out here with Matt. It would be easier if I hit the phone line. Good morning, Matt. How's it going?
Good. And yourself?
It's going well. So, all right, every song that ever was, every song that ever would be, there can only be one singer for it. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Bob Seger.
Ooh. He's taking your man, Steve.
I do love Seger. I wish I had balls the size of Bob Seger.
Yeah, he does it for me.
All right. Thank you so much. Tara, who would that singer be?
Chris Cornell.
Oh.
That is
fantastic
a great
one.
It's a strong voice.
It's a great one. Tough for a dead guy to do it, but still.
Give me your reasoning.
He's done covers, and I love them. Anything I hear him do, you know, I prefer Patience by him.
No, it's true. Yeah, I mean, he can do those soulful ballads.
Yeah, he's got the
he can do
yeah.
some big rock stuff.
And he has a wide range, and I love his voice.
All right, thank you so much. Vinny.
Booyakasha!
How's it going, dude? All right, who would that singer be? Every song that ever was, every song there will ever be, the man who should be singing all of that is...
Johnny Mundro.
From the Brooklyn Bridge?
Absolutely.
Buy a calendar, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Come on, John.
Vinny.
The guy could sing, man.
What cruise ship is he on right now?
He's not. He's dead, Dave.
Oh, too bad.
He died in 2010.
He died, man. If you don't like that one, I was torn between that and Frankie Valli.
I love Frankie Valli, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
Way to hell!
See you guys.
Larry, who are you going with? Who would that singer be?
I'm going with Steve Winwood.
How come?
Awesome rocker, can do the ballads, good voice, different tones.
You can also probably play every instrument for every song ever, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But right, we need a singer.
Tom. Tom, who are you going with?
How about Elvis Presley?
You know what?
That's a good one. That's a really
good
song.
Wow, that is really something to consider. Normally, we would probably goof on something like that. But no, that's a really good pick.
I'd love to hear Elvis rap. That'd be great. Sign me up for that.
Bob?
Yes.
All right, who would that singer be? Every song that ever was, every song that will ever be.
Steve Perry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All the names that some of these people are saying, like, they didn't even pop into my head. Yeah. And they're yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely.
You forget. There's a lot of great picks.
Marcy, who would you go with?
I would go with John Bon Jovi.
Are you from Jersey?
I am not from Jersey.
Okay,
but
all right. Well, then we will accept your suggestion.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's put this through a vote. You went with Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
You went with Paul McCartney.
Yes.
I went with Elton John. Plus, we got all these other people in here. How about give them a choice of three?
Okay.
All right. Steve Perry, Paul McCartney, Chris Cornell.
All right. Okay.
That's compelling.
Yeah, I like those
three. Text one for Steve Perry, two for Paul McCartney, three for Chris Cornell, and let's see how the audience would settle the one voice for life.
Sure.
Text them on in to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. One for Steve Perry, two for Paul McCartney, three for Chris Cornell. You know, there were some names. Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Morrison, he had that range. I mean, he had the ballad range. He had the, obviously the man could rock.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised no one said Paul Rogers.
Yeah, the voice.
Yeah, right, the voice. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But no, it came down to Steve Perry, Paul McCartney, or Chris Cornell, and we turned that into an instant text poll.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
60% of the vote.
60%.
Went to Paul McCartney and Chris Cornell.
Oh, okay.
They got 30% each, right? With 40% of the vote going to Steve Perry.
All right, that makes sense.
As soon as that guy said Steve Perry, I said, you know, this is going to take it. This is definitely going to take it. But you know, and I don't think people understand. You had it right with Paul McCartney. About, you know,
just so versatile. He can do everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the
everything.
Beatles alone, he did everything. Ballads, punk songs, Helter Skelter, rockers.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No. I'm surprised that people did not give him more credit. But Steve Perry was the overall singer for life.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
He will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club for two shows Saturday night, one at 6, one at 9. Tickets are available through souljoes.com. It has been, what did you say, 4 years? How long has it been?
6 years, 2015.
6 years. Did we do something to insult Nick DiPaolo, or did the city of Philadelphia do something? I don't know. Nick, did somebody insult you somehow?
No, I just don't like to get stabbed or shot. No, I love Philadelphia, man.
Hey, come on. We finally have something to be proud of. We're ahead of New York and Chicago.
Yes. That's quite a feat. If you could only bring that to a football event. Baseball.
We got our one.
Yeah.
We sold
the
our
city of
the
brotherly love. Boy, could that be named more wrong. Anyway.
You're a kid from Boston who goes to school in Maine, moves to New York, and now you live in Savannah, Georgia.
You are correct, sir.
right. Yeah. How is adapting to that?
Very easy. I have
really?
Never felt more at home in my... Well, yeah, because... I never understood the Northeast politics.
Uh-huh.
When you come out of high school, I went to where somebody, wanted me to play football. That's when I went up there. And then, New York is where the comedy scene was at. So it brought me down there. But I used to hold my nose sitting at the Comedy Cellar listening to these other idiot comedians talk about politics.
Uh-huh.
And I've been called a redneck since I was in high school, so I thought Georgia would be a nice pick.
But if you want Italian bread, where the hell do you go?
I got to fly to New York. This town reminds me of when I grew up in North Shore, Massachusetts, in the it's like the 70s. People still walk by on Sunday with, you know, the kids dressed up to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
There's fighter planes flying over my house because there's a base about 5 miles away. It's perfect for me, John. It's perfect.
Okay. Well, now, speaking of church, are you a religious guy?
Oh, yes. I'm a devout Muslim. I'm on my prayer rug right now.
And no, how's that going for you?
No, I'm not. I'm not religious at all. Well, my parents forced me to go to church for the first till I was in like eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And literally, I remember my mother, we got in a big fight, and she broke a wooden spoon over my head.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't go to church, and that was it. She gave up after that. My father used to lay in bed and say, go to church or you're going to hell. And I remember saying, I said to him, I go, why? You don't go to church. Well, you know, are you going to hell? He said, I'm already married. I'm in hell. He actually said that to me. Nice guy.
Did you go to public school or Catholic school when you were in
public school?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You can have sex in a men's room in public schools too. You know.
Now your dad was a Marine, right?
He was a Marine. My dad. This is correct.
Was he just in the Marines, or was he a lifelong Marine?
Well, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. He wasn't like that guy in Full Metal Jacket, if that's what you're talking about. I mean, he acted like that around the house. I have, like, scars on my forehead to prove he was a Marine, but he was a good guy, my dad, very good guy. He just passed away Alzheimer's last summer, and I had to give the eulogy.
Right.
And, of course, because of COVID and all that crap, we could only let so many people at the funeral at a time. And I was very nervous about giving the eulogy, and I go up there, and I was fearing that my whole life. And I look out of the church; everybody in the pews has a mask on. The priest has a mask on. So my opening line, I said to the priest, "Look, I said, Massachusetts, you guys, you're getting ridiculous with this whole." I said, "I understand that people sit in the pews next to each other have to wear a mask, but I said, did I see you trying to put one on my father this morning?" That was my opening. That was my opening line. and then I did a few minutes on. They had Jesus, you know. Every church has a crucifix with Jesus on it, and most of the Jesuses look like Brad Pitt. This guy looked exactly like Abe Vigoda, like a real Middle Eastern guy, you know. So I did about 2 minutes on him. I had a good set, is what I'm saying.
I can only imagine that there had to be family members fighting to hear this eulogy. Oh no, I got to be in there. I don't care how many people are letting into this church. I got to be there.
And I actually said that too. I go, geez, I thought this was funny. Is it the mask that's muffling the laughter? I see some shoulders jiggling, I had a good set. And my brother said a few words before me. And I go up like an idiot thinking this is going to get a laugh. And I go, how about a half my opening act? I can see even my family's like, what is this guy, an a-hole? He was a good dude, and we missed the old man.
So you're down there. You're in Georgia. Are you into NASCAR?
Yeah, I'm into that and little boys. What are you kidding me? NASCAR? Nah, I couldn't get into that if I was in the pace car. You might as well go stand by I-95 in the breakdown lane.
Listen, you're the one that said you fit right in down there. We're just asking the questions.
Yeah, well, there are some exceptions, guys. I mean, I haven't slept with my cousin yet, but, you know, there's something.
Still time.
I'm a driver. I love to drive. Do you like to drive? I mean,
I love to drive.
Yeah? Yeah.
Not in a goddamn circle for 3 hours. I do drive like I'm in a NASCAR. I drive. Uh-huh. Look, I grew up in Massachusetts, literally the worst driving records out of the 50 states. And yes, I've been known to have both feet on the gas pedal after having six scotches, you know.
I've got to tell you, and if you guys remember, because I'm glad he brought this up, last week, remember we got that some poll came through,
yes,
about where the best drivers in the country are? And Massachusetts...
Let me guess. Amish?
PA was in there. Top three.
It was New York 1, Massachusetts 2, and Pennsylvania 3. And in Massachusetts, it's not a car, it's a weapon.
Yes. I don't know if you know the history of Boston and how they decided where to put the streets. But it was literally where, literally back in the 1600s, 1700s, where the cows.
Where the cows went. Right. Right.
Yes. There were so many one ways. Yeah. I used to get drunk, and I lived in Boston. I would get drunk, and I'd spend 3 hours trying to get to my apartment that was 20 minutes away because there's like 11 one-way streets, you know?
Yep.
And this is back in the days when, cops were Irish. I remember a guy sticking his head in. He looked like McCluskey from The Godfather. He goes, hey, he literally said this to me, John. He goes, hey, you dumb guinea. Can you imagine that?
Oh, God.
I actually laughed. I said, look, I'm half Italian. Okay, McCluskey. He had a nose on him with more veins than a Ted Kennedy. And I was like, hey, how many D's have you had?
My son went to school up there, and I would be driving around, and like a guy in the center lane goes, I need to make a left. And even though I'm in the left, don't let me in the left lane get in your way. Please, just make it. Yeah, it's fine.
That is no exaggeration, man.
I know.
Down here, you're right about NASCAR. It really influences. I mean, I drive like a maniac, and I'm on the highway down here. I'm in the left lane on Route 16 down here. I'd say I'm doing about 97, and I have a lady in her late 80s right on my ass flashing her light. Trying to get to a Klan rally or something. I don't know. But they drive crazy, I mean, fast, you know. You're probably right. There's an influence there.
Now, being a guy, I mean, you are up on politics. You can be political, right? Do you watch a lot of cable news? And what is your favorite part about watching cable news?
I would say the broads on Fox.
Yeah.
All right.
You have my interest?
I'm the only one that watches a story about the Middle East, and I have a box of wet naps next to me. God, I love those girls. I don't know who does the hiring there. I'm pretty sure it's not the guy who picked Shepard Smith, but my goodness. And thanks to the pause button, I know what all those anchor women look like with their eyes closed and their mouth open.
Oh, my God. Nick DiPaolo is going to be at Soul Joel's for two shows Saturday night at 6 and 9 o'clock. Bring tissues because you'll need them to wipe your eyes. I don't want you to take that in the wrong direction, Nick.
6 and 9? How long does it take to turn over 20 tables?
Tickets are available at souljoels.com. It is a pleasure to talk to you, my man. I'm sorry we couldn't have you here in the studio, but you have yourself great shows, okay?
Thanks so much, John. Good talking to you guys again.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.